Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. How often do you buy something new? Now, October is Buy Nothing New Month, and it's a great way to think about our consumption and whether or not we're doing the planet harm or we're actually on an okay streak. But also too, there's often when we, you know, go into our wardrobes, and I see this all the time, that a lot of people wear 20% of their clothes 80% of the time. So a lot of clothes get unworn. And so just taking a pause before you buy something new is a good thing to do. And actually go, do I really need this? Am I just buying something new because it gives me a dopamine hit, which makes me feel good for just a few moments? But of course that hit goes by and then we need another one and another one. And this is one of the things that if you tend to have a little over-shopping problem, part of it is because we get addicted to the dopamine hit we get when we buy something new. So instead of automatically just going out to buy something, it can be worthwhile taking a pause, thinking about, do I already own something like this? Do I really need this? Why am I tempted to buy this? And then if you look at it and you think, you know, it's nothing like what I've got and I really need it and it fills a wardrobe hole, then looking at it and saying, but do I rate it an 8, 9 or 10 out of 10? Or is it less than that? Because you don't want to bring things into your wardrobe that rate less than an 8 because you'll never be satisfied with them. It's really worth figuring out what it is you love and then only buying things that really, you know, kind of speak to you in that way. As Marie Kondo says, does it spark joy? And sparking joy can be a very airy concept for some people who like to go, I like something a little bit more practical, such as rating an 8, 9 or 10 out of 10. If it needs a whole lot of work, does it fit really well? Do you like how the fabric feels on your body? One of the things that can happen is when we try on clothes in particular, we try them on for such a short period of time, we really don't get to know how that fabric is going to feel over time. So it is worthwhile spending a few more minutes in a change room and actually seeing whether or not that fabric really does feel comfortable and noticing, are the seams in the right place? Does it bind or constrict anywhere? Does it gape? Does it fit really well? Is it going to have something that you are dissatisfied with? And you want to make that decision before you bring something home, because research shows that it's much harder to give something up once we own it than it is to not to bring it in to start with. So if you want to take a pause in your shopping, you can take, you know, like the Buy Nothing New Month challenge, which doesn't include things like food and hygiene products and of course things like that we have to have. But I want to just focus on the kind of the style element of this. And one of the other great things to do during this month is do something like my Evolve Your Style Challenge, which is a 31-day style challenge. And every day you get a little prompt about, you know, something to wear. And that can help you start wearing all the things in your wardrobe that you are not wearing. We need to make assessments about all those sorts of things to know whether or not they work for you, whether or not they're your style, whether or not they're a good purchasing decision and you've just been ignoring them because they're hidden behind something, or whether they are, you know, clothes that you actually should let go of, that they're not great and you're never going to love them. Because one of the things that happens, and I had somebody ask me yesterday saying, well, you know, like I find it so hard to give things up even though I'm not wearing them. And the reason tends to be is because we haven't got the style education we need and we don't know why, you know, they don't work. So we think, well, maybe it'll be when I buy the perfect garment that goes with them and suddenly it'll work and it'll be fabulous. Or maybe it will be because my body shape will change or I'll lose weight or all those sorts of things. Or maybe I'll just find an occasion to wear that thing that I just haven't had yet. One of the things to look at, particularly with your clothes, that when you do have that, you know, occasion, what are the things you go for? Because maybe you've got an alternative, but you're ignoring it. And there is a good reason usually that you are ignoring it. So it is worthwhile trying to figure that out. And I always think what we want is that first best in our wardrobe. We want the best one. We often have duplicates. Many of us have duplicates or similar sorts of items. And if you actually look at the one you love best versus the one you tend not to wear, it can really help you and kind of look at the differences. Why do you love this one compared to that one? What are those different features of each of those garments, even if they might be similar, to figure out why it is that one of them is the one that gets all the love and the other one is the kind of second best and you'd only wear it if you really had to, if the other one's in the wash. But really, I don't want you to feel like you are second best. And this is why we only want to have the first best things, which is why we want to be really conscious with our shopping and be really conscious what we need and only bringing great things in rather than bringing the it'll do's, you know, not nakeds, as I call them. You know, there's no point in just dressing in a way that makes you not naked. That doesn't give you the confidence. That doesn't make you feel great. That is not showing the world the most amazing woman that you are. So please do think about, you know, kind of how often you buy something new, whether it's a habit, whether it's something that you do, you know, really frequently, and is it really necessary? And what is the source of those garments too? Are they coming from a long way away? What is the environmental footprint? There's all sorts of things we need to consider. And where are the clothes going when you're letting them go? It's really good to have a one-in, one-out policy, or, you know, good wardrobe refresh every now and again where you actually donate things. I always think it's good to donate things while, if they're not working for them, get rid of them while they are fairly new. Don't hold on to them till they're out of fashion. Clothes are like milk. They go off over time. So let somebody else get the wear out of them. If you've realized something is a mistake, don't keep holding on to it. Instead, let it go so someone else can enjoy that piece, because then it's actually going to, you know, the environmental impact is much less. It's going to have some life. Let somebody else love it if you're not loving it. So hopefully some little tips here to think about, you know, how often you buy things, if you want to take part in Buy Nothing New Month, and just to think about those shopping habits and what are your criteria that go through your head as you buy clothes. That is something to really think about. You need to know your criteria. You need to have some criteria. And often to get that criteria, you have to have that style education. And that's the education we don't get in school. And it's what I provide in my 7 Steps to Style program. But it is something to think about, because then you can make better and more conscious shopping decisions, which will actually save you a lot of money, as well as hopefully saving the environment and the planet at the same time. Thank you so much for watching. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.